The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now, Ray O'Neill and Alison Keating join us in studio as they do once a month or so. Ray is a psychotherapist, Alison is a psychologist, and they're here to offer you advice on their on any relationship woes you may have. Hi, Alison.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Good to see you. Okay, so we'll start with this one then. Dear Ray and Alison, my husband often puts me down in front of others. He criticises my opinions and also corrects me. I've tried to point this out to him, but he's not very receptive, unsurprisingly, and explain how his behaviour makes me feel. It's becoming wearisome. He is very meek in front of his overpowering parents. Your advice would be welcome. Thank you, Laura. Alison.
Oof, Laura. I just think this is really awful, and it's so common that I think that's part of the problem. It's nearly like we're expected to kind of laugh. Like, you see husbands and wives or people in relationships putting each other down, and it's like the general consensus is everyone just joining, ha, 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 isn't this funny? But it actually isn't funny. You're supposed to like, never mind love, you're supposed to like the person you're in a relationship with, and it's just not okay. So I can hear that she's really tried so far to get her point across, and it's not getting across at this point. She's not going to solve the problem with his overbearing parents, and he's obviously taking that out on her. But I don't know, is there another way around this? Could they go into, would he be open? I don't know, to talking about it through therapy. But she's going to have to find another way of saying this in a very direct way, saying, I'm not actually accepting this anymore. It's not actually okay for you to speak like this to me. You wouldn't speak like this to people at work. You wouldn't speak to a friend. Do you actually like me? Because we need to start somewhere and move from that point. So I think you just have to draw very clear boundaries and no joking, no laughing. And I think what happens is sometimes when people are saying the same thing and nothing's, you know, they're not changing the behaviour, you'd have to put down a line with it and say, if this doesn't actually change, I'm not making a threat here, but I'm just not accepting it in the relationship.
You're a psychotherapist, Ray.
Yeah.
So is the very meek in front of his overpowering parents, is that significant?
You asked the right question. The sins of the father fall on the son. Yeah. That, and in many ways, I think that's the best place to approach this. That when there's been an encounter, a confrontation with the parents, and he's feeling that kind of humility or shame or whatever it is that the overpowering parents, just saying, for Laura to say, what's going on for you now? This is how I feel. This is what happens to me. Because he's probably doing this unconsciously, because like Alison says, we're a nation of slaggers. And so too much, you know, harmful behaviour can become normalised. But the point where he will feel her pain is when he's experiencing it for himself with his parents.
Yes, yeah. And it's difficult to broach that with somebody, to suggest that maybe how his parents behave with him is affecting how he's behaving with his wife.
Exactly. Yeah. He mightn't be able to see that.
Yeah.
Which, like as Ray is saying, that is the right place to start, but you have to be able to see it yourself. So that's where these, you know, issues can become unresolved. And she just needs to say that very clearly to him. And as Ray is saying, you know, get him to empathise and to recognise, who are you really angry with? This misplaced anger. You're not actually angry with me. And if you are, what is it? We need to sort it out.
Yes. But maybe you're angry with your parents.
Yes.
Yeah, and also that, again, for any good parent to say, look, the book stops with us. We all carry our faults and shortcomings forward, but let's not create another generation in the children that may be following, that they learn that this is appropriate behaviour for a man to treat a woman or a husband to treat a wife.
Yeah. Okay. I hope that works out for you, Laura. Now, dear Ray and Alison, I live abroad and my boyfriend is a different religion and nationality. I told my parents last year and they reacted very badly. They have since told me that they do not wish to hear his name or know anything about him. I'm continuing to see him and travel with him, but I don't ever mention his name to my parents. They have been very unreasonable about the situation and have said some horrible things to me. I have not responded to any of this and continue to have a relationship with them, but do not speak about my boyfriend. He is due to visit Ireland in a few months for a friend's wedding and I'm worried about him coming. I don't intend on bringing him to see my parents. Any advice would be appreciated. Ray.
It's an old story because, again, we all have grown up in an Ireland where, you know, there's a division around religion between Catholics and Protestants, and don't go near anyone that kicks with the other foot. And the problems that can cause within families, let's be very clear, the parents are the ones that have the problem here. They're the ones that are being bigoted. They're the ones that are being ignorant. And that shouldn't be facilitated or enabled. If you've met a good guy, celebrate that. And even though your parents will have trouble with that, and they are having, if you're accommodating their trouble, you're only going to make the trouble bigger in the long run.
Yeah. well, you know, because you want everybody to get on. I know that sounds...
But everybody doesn't get on. I know, right? They don't.
I know, but...
Do you remember back in Walton's Mountain when everyone got on?
No, but, you know, you don't want to jeopardise the relationship with your parents.
But
they're bigots and all that. But you would like that they, you know, they got on with your new boyfriend. Is there anything they can do to change their mind? Is there anything she can do to change their mind?
But we only change when there's something we're going to lose. And so for her to turn around and say, look, Mum and Dad, this is now going to limit our friendship. And so I won't be as close. And if there's a huge part of my life you're shutting down, that'll only get bigger, whether it's in relation to this guy or other things. But that's your choice. You make somebody complicit in what they're doing.
If you facilitate it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're dealing with people who aren't open-minded and their mind is shut, and it is bigoted, and it is racist, and it's xenophobic, and all these different things, you've got to recognise when you're dealing with someone who can actually hear what you're saying. But like Ray's saying, I agree. You go back to the parents and you say, this is affecting our relationship, because this person, they're actually even afraid to say, they're not even telling their parents how much is upsetting them. They're taking this load on, and there's only so much of that you can push down. It's going to come out in anger or resentment towards the parents at some stage. We're hopefully talking about an adult here. So, I mean, the parents have to move out of that. We're the adults. We know best. And what's actually going on? I think going back in, like Ray's saying, having a conversation, saying, you have the potential to lose me. I don't want that. I really don't. Can we come to some level where we actually accept the difference is even that you don't like him. They don't have to like him.
Yeah.
But they don't...
They obviously don't even know him.
But that's a starting point.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is really not going to
bode
well.
They don't like what they think he stands for. That's what they don't like.
But every LGBT person in the country understands this predicament, particularly people that grew up of an age. And Ireland has matured, and parents and grandparents and children have matured because we stopped hiding love. Love is such a gorgeous thing. Mm. It shouldn't be hidden.
Yeah. Okay, now, this is a shorter one. I'm very happy in a relationship with the man of my dreams. It took a long time to find him. Everything has been amazing. However, my partner has recently broached the idea of an open relationship. I'm naturally jealous and will not cope with this.
I think this person's answered their own question.
Right. Run!
Red flag.
if you're not able to cope with it, then that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I think open relationships, they work when two mutual people are like, hey, this is a good idea, let's try it. And it's very open and there's, you know, boundary setting and everything works, you know, well. It's a constantly moving conversation. If you're not able to cope with it from the beginning, you know that you have issues with, you know, jealousy, it's not going to work.
Again, all I would just say there is have a conversation about why an open relationship is something he's looking at and why an open relationship is something she doesn't want, so that at least you're having conversations, because the outcome is less important at some level than the process that creates that outcome. You're relating, you're in a relationship.
Right.
If you're deciding, then it's Boris Johnson.
Okay. I'll just bring him into this conversation. It's just so ugly. I was watching it last night. It's just so ugly, isn't it? And people are so upset. And that must be permeating down through the British public.
Absolutely.
When they're seeing their leaders behave like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, dear Ray and Alison, I love my partner dearly, but I'm finding that I am attracted to other women and thinking about what it would be like to have a sexual relationship with someone else. I am particularly attracted to my neighbour's wife. Am I a bad person?
Wow.
Well, the Bible has very strict rules on neighbours' wives.
But
as I'm not a biblical scholar, look, it's completely human to fancy other people. That's just what happens. Yeah. So enjoy your fantasy, but don't confuse fantasy and reality, because reality always comes with a price.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a tricky one because you don't know, like Ray's saying, there's the fantasy of it, but there seems to be like an intent that they would like this to happen. I mean, affairs, whether sexual or emotional at any level, you have to look at, you know, are you actually stepping outside of the relationship before you've even done something? And what's going on in your own relationship at home?
That's what we were talking to Alain de Botton yesterday, and we spoke about affairs, and that's what he was saying, that an affair starts long before sometimes you even meet the other person, because it's something to do, it's symptomatic of something wrong in your relationship. The other thing he said, which is very interesting, and I found nearly hilariously funny, was that, you know, when you get to know somebody in a relationship, you see their flaws and their weaknesses and all that sort of thing. But when you meet somebody for the first time, you know, somebody that you may have an affair with, you don't know them well enough to, you know, to know what it's going to be like.
They're gorgeous.
It's a fantasy. It's totally
like you don't see their knickers on the floor.
No.
You're not
rolling
over credit
cards. There's no
smelly socks. No. That says a lot about our domestic lives.
They're not my smelly socks.
All of those things.
They're perfect because you don't know them.
Yes.
Fantasies are perfect because they're not real.
Yes.
And they're not intimacy. Because intimacy is all those things.
Accepting all of those things.
Accepting and kind of nearly laughing. Oh, God, you do the worst things, but I still love you. You know what I mean? I think that's real love.
Yeah. So I think, am I a bad person? Probably not a bad person because most people have similar thoughts.
No, having thoughts is fine. It's what we do with our thoughts. Take responsibility for them. Don't just think that gives you permission to act on them. That's foolish and potentially dangerous.
Can't help myself.
Now, I think it's time to kind of click back in and then look at, okay, I'm having a fantasy here. What is it about it? Is it that I want something new, different, fresh? Is that something that we should actually work on in the relationship
that's
at home?
So turn the energy into the...
Totally. Very intense, you know, you can't have that level of intensity if you're doing the same thing all the time. So look at exploring different kind of being different sexually together and having new experiences.
Right.
Together.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Neil Nelson Keating and Ray and Alison will return in about a month's time to answer your questions on relationship woes. Thanks for the moment. Mary Wilson's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.